on SEN, The Picks with David King and Sam Edmund.
Yes, and would you believe it, as advertised, for the first time in several weeks. In fact, the first time since Adam was a boy. No, not quite, but the first time since round 14. Sam Edmund, David King with you for The Picks. It's the weekend footy preview with a twist. Thanks to Bluebet. Gamble responsibly. Give them a buzz. 1-800-858-858. As I look across at you, David King, or as the last couple of hours have shown, we might have to call you the David King Prawn Cocktail. We'll go with it.
You haven't fallen into that, have you?
Hey, I have.
Yeah, have.
When in Rome.
What did you go with? What was your favourite topic
today? When in
Rome.
When in Rome.
Biggest
footballers'
issue.
Meals. Oh, no. Footballers' meals was the best one.
Hey, listen, shake that straight away, please.
Yeah, no, well, let's straighten up. Yeah. Hey, we're here. You're here, I'm here, and it has been
I'm back, baby!
5 weeks, can you believe it?
It's George's old man. Yeah, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
Well, I mean, the tipping show with a twist is what we pitched it as initially, yeah. And really the twist has proven to be it's the only show where the hosts aren't here more than they are actually here.
We've done a rotation policy. We've rotated ourselves in and out. It's been a while, but I tell you what, there's been a lot going on, hasn't there? Jeez.
Big week.
Yeah, we've seen so much change in the game in that 5 weeks that we haven't spoken.
Indeed.
Well, we did a bit of breakfast together, so we did speak, but we just didn't get the opportunity to do the picks. We love the picks.
We love the picks, and it's so good to be back. But Dwayne Russell, he's a man of many talents. I mean, Dwayne Russell called the equestrian at the 2012 London Olympics, so the man is capable of doing just about anything. He has been filling in here. I'm just not sure what's the feedback been like on the pop filling in. I think he's been all right.
Dwayne, I think you might be colorblind.
Not good.
We'll get to it later. He might have chosen Fremantle last week against the Cats.
Oh.
That's probably the poorest tip for the year.
You tell me he didn't put that in the people's multi, which...
I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to dub him in, but he may have put it in the multi.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, this is a bit of pot calling the kettle black, because as we sit here on the eve of round 19... we still haven't had a winner in the people's multi.
Well, I have been.
Which is one word for a disgrace.
I've been on song.
No, you've let the team down.
I was on fire.
We've all let the team down.
No, I've got my last four.
Well, okay, but you have been culpable over the journey, as have I.
Yes.
As have.
Don't just give a little as have I. You've been awful.
Even Slam Dunk's been struggling.
Yeah, no, we've brought him to his knees.
He needs to get himself off the canvas.
We'll have a word to him when he comes on.
But it's back for another week, the People's Multi. Of course it is. So if you've forgotten the drill, I'm sure you haven't, text in 0433 98 1116.
Seriously today.
We need your name, your local sporting team that you're playing for, football, cricket, whatever it might be, and the AFL side you are backing at the Blue Bet line this week. And we'll pick one texter to have a leg in the multi. And if it wins, your local sporting club will get the winnings. And what's the financial reward for the...
We've never had to worry about it. There's an opportunity.
It's handsome.
Yeah. Don't get your hopes up too high if you're the chosen one.
And if you want to take part, 1-300-736-736, you can right throughout the next hour, because we'll also give away a slab of one classic lager to our best texter or caller. In fact, a beer you can count on, thanks to one. They're available at Dan Murphy's and BWS.
Get on the beers.
Yeah, Dan Andrews has recommended them, I'm told, Kingy. So how's your week been?
It's been a great week. It's busy. It's busy, isn't it? The footy's just crazy at the moment. So many stories. So it's so even. You know, even the bottom four or five teams are in really good form. The top four or five teams are still playing reasonable football, but they've got some question marks.
Yep.
You know, as we get to this stage of the year, the language changes. Coaches now just become incredibly positive about everything. There's a big shift. You keep your ear out for it now. You know, what would in the past sort of 6 or 7 weeks would have been, yeah, we've got some things to work on. We're just not quite doing this. We're just not quite doing that. We'll shift now to, we're all systems go, charge into a final series, blah, blah, blah. There'll be no negatives spoken about anymore.
Tony's just texted in. Here is an AFL Premiership update. Let's cut to the chase, Tony suggests. The Cats can't afford to let another premiership elude them. No excuses this season. It's on their shoulders alone to deliver. No more bridesmaids. No more excuses.
Yeah, and that's fair enough too. We agree with that, don't we?
Yeah, well, they're chips in. I mean, I know a lot's been they've tried
a couple of years, though, haven't they?
Yes. Chips in for a couple of years. Yeah. Who do they lose at the end of this year? Possibly. Well, we're waiting on a deal for Lockie Henderson, but he's playing good enough to clearly go around again. And they've had a number of re-signings as well in recent times. So I think Graham Myers just re-signed, Jed Buse as well, but they've got plenty of years left in them. So, hey, they're chips in for now. They're chips in for next year as well. They've got Jeremy Cameron back. Chris Scott saying they're certain by finals. A little bit less certain on Mitch Duncan, who would be less a huge certain. Loss. Yeah, they're not sure of the timeline on Mitch Duncan yet. So that'll be really close run thing, I would imagine. So we're going to run the rule over round 19. The teams are about to drop shortly, and we do have a beauty to kickstart the round tomorrow night with Port Adelaide and Collingwood that's been moved. And hasn't that been a beast all of its own? COVID again this week and the logistics associated with that. So this game has had about four different cities that it was going to be played at and about four different time slots, but it's settled on tomorrow night, Marvel Stadium, Port Adelaide and Collingwood. Before we get in the issues of the week, I think Sam's got a nomination for us. He's out in Ringwood. Welcome to the pick, Sammy.
How are you, mate? I just want to know about last week, what you thought about the dangerous tackle situation. Yeah, the Brisbane game.
It was all over the place, Sam, wasn't it?
There was a few of them.
It was crazy. Well, what did you think, Sam? Because we can sometimes live in our own little cocoon, our own little bubble here and get consumed with football. Did you notice it as much to you watching the change from maybe last week to weeks gone by?
Yeah, I thought it was ridiculous when they obviously they've talked about something in the umpire meetings and they focused it, and it was absolutely ridiculous calls. And been noticing it in like even the local footy, like my footy in the AFL, they're giving out yellow cards for dangerous tackles now, every dangerous tackle. It's just, I don't know, maybe it's a whole, footy-wide thing. I don't know.
That's a good call.
Appreciate the call, Sammy. I like the piece of vision.
Sam got sent off last week by the sound of it.
I like the piece of vision you pulled out, though.
Bokey. Yeah.
You know, it's easy to get upset about dangerous tackles that get called, but then we see Travis Boak, who clearly had player welfare in mind with that tackle at Marvel Stadium last week.
Players adjust so quickly to any sort of rule change or any legislation that you bring in regarding suspension, that they generally adjust so quickly if you give them a chance. But you've got to give them the information.
Yep.
You can't expect players to watch the game on Friday night in preparation for how they play on Saturday. We need to be better than that.
And Travis Boak plays his 300th. There could have been a showdown in lockdown. It could have been with a crowd, of course, at another time. Sadly, it's not, but he plays his 300th game, being a great of the Port Adelaide
footy. Do you remember when the Cats went over to get him, right?
The mission.
At that stage, he wasn't – what level was he at that stage?
Because he was their top liner.
He was a good AFL player,
yep.
But he wasn't a – was he all Australian calibre at that stage?
Real shift in his career, hasn't there? Which he touched on with 360 as well, almost like an acceptance just to not sweat the small stuff, let it go, come to peace with his career and his place in it and his place in the hierarchy and all that sort of stuff. And it comes out in his play, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And you sometimes think, imagine if the Cats had have got him. Like, he wouldn't have, at that stage, I don't think he was going to cost them a lot. You know, the swaps back in those days, when you review them now, you go, really? They got Dangerfield for a first-round pick and Daniel Gore or someone like that.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, that's a bargain. I mean, they would have got Bogey for chips, really. So I think he's been a star. We've loved his resurgence over the last 2 to 3 years. He's their most damaging player. I know Ollie Wine's having a great patch, but Boak's still their most damaging player, isn't he?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Yeah.
I would have thought so.
He's the one that gets tagged.
Connor Rozee, when he delivers, is highly damaging, but he's still trying to piece it all together.
Doesn't get tagged.
Speaking of milestones, though, so Boak 300th, David Mundy's 350th. Speaking of blokes who just keep on keeping on, Sean Higgins plays his 250th after moving to the Cats, and Ed Curno gets the double ton up, and his brother Charlie desperately wanted to play in this game at the Blues. Said, whoa, Nelly, you're not playing this weekend. So another run around, at least one more in the VFL for his brother Charlie Curno, but Ed gets to 200.
David Mundy won a best and fairest in 2010.
Yep.
That's just ridiculous.
How's he keep doing it?
I don't know.
And the travel that he's had to do it with as well, obviously.
It's unreal.
They take on greater significance, I would have thought. Been a big week at Hawthorne again. They're sticking to their guns. Caroline Wilson not backing down. In fact, doubling down. Sam Mitchell, we heard his response on his how he saw the version of events with Jared Waitley yesterday. So where do you see this going, Kingy, dare I ask?
Well,
we take Sam at face value, though, of course.
No,
and
see,
are we
this
look, is it in the
argued,
margins, as they say?
Is it in the margins? Yeah. Well,
we talk
sometimes.
Semantics.
I've argued with Tom Morris about this every week. I think sometimes when you've got that journalistic angle, you hear what you want to hear. You hear different things. And I think that Hawthorn couldn't have been clearer. Everything that they have said is still in line with the first words that come out post this arrangement. Jeff Kennett's been consistent. Alistair Clarkson said what he had to say. Sam Mitchell said what he had to say. I don't know how many more times we need to hear the same message.
Well, we're going to hear it tomorrow because Alistair Clarkson will hold his weekly press conference tomorrow.
He'll
and there'll be
down.
Another
he'll,
round of questions on this and
down.
His version of the meeting and meetings and what happened. Was he blindsided? Was he not? How much notice did he get? Was he surprised?
He won't
all
talk
that.
About it tomorrow.
We'll see.
He should just. He has to say no more. That's it. Sam's front of the media. You've got what you want to get. That is it. I'm not talking about this again until there's something to report.
Do we need to recap the tipping leaderboard? We haven't had our fingerprints on it for a long time. Dwayne's been in here. Nikki Dowell's been in here.
In the end, just with the sheer disrespect that Dell treated my tips with one time, when I sent in one selection and then he chose the other team, I've had to put a line through their selections and we just sit at I'm plus two on you.
Right.
I'm defeating you.
Is this because Dwayne is the...
Mate, because I want to do you slowly. I want to do you slowly.
When I originally said do you slowly, I didn't think we'd have 5 weeks off.
He didn't think this slowly. The rotisserie's ground to a halt. We're charring one end and we're raw on the other. No doubt about it. Hey, so the round gets underway tomorrow, as I said, yes. In Travis Boak's 300. It's Port Adelaide against Collingwood. The line as we go to air with our great friends at Bluebet is Port Adelaide -17.5. And boy, oh boy, the cavalry is back for Ken Hinckley's Power. Rosie, Butters, Dersma all return to the side. Mays Frederick. And Alina to make way. Collingwood have got two debutants. This was great to see. Jack Ginnivan, two rookie listed players as well. And Anton Tohill, the Irishman whose father played against Robert Harvey in the International Rules Series going back to the late 90s and spent some time at the D's as well back in the 90s. So Anton Tohill gets his crack at it after a couple of years with Collingwood. So those teams to be confirmed shortly.
They're playing. The youngsters are playing.
Yep, they're playing.
You don't announce them and then, but let's talk about Robert Harvey for a sec. I just want to have a chat about what have you seen? Because clearly we've seen a better ball movement pattern. Now you often get the honeymoon period, the spike with a caretaker coach coming in. So clearly you've got to factor that in with your discussion. But it's probably been better than we thought it was going to be. Is that a fair assumption? They've played a lot faster, a lot more handball.
But they did that in Nathan Buckley's last couple of games, did they not?
Well.
I thought the change happened before he left.
No, not the handball game. Maybe there's been a desire to move it a bit quicker.
Right.
But clearly, Rob's come in and said, no, we between the arcs in particular, we want to go. We want to challenge the opposition. He's done that while blooding youngsters. So in the last, I think he started round 14. So since round 14, they've played seven debutants.
It's about when we finished. Yep.
It's the last time I saw you.
Yep.
Yeah, seven debutants. I think only Hawthorn have played more. So they're doing exactly what they said they'd do. Look at the list, challenge a different ball movement pattern, let the players express themselves. I'll tell you what, if he can pinch a couple more wins on the way home, Rob Harvey, he's in the conversation.
Yeah?
He has to be. And I know that there's a stain on the caretaker getting the main job at the moment because of what's happened with Reece Shaw and maybe potentially David Teague. So is the grass always greener that you have to go somewhere else?
Mm.
Or can you accept that they were looking for change? Can you accept that change is what they're having right now or not? So I don't have the answer. We don't know how they're thinking. But he's got to be an option. I don't think he was an option when he first walked in the door as a caretaker, but I think he is now.
And the power?
Power of fascination.
Yeah.
I never know how to take the power.
But, hey, look, if you're going to have three ins that can change a game, you've got them right there, haven't you? So there's some real electricity in the ins column this week with Rosie, Butters and Dersma. That's a massive injection of talent.
Massive. I can't speak highly enough about Butters and what he does for this team. So he played that first month of football and he was, I think, amongst the top two or three rated players in the competition, just on impact. So everything that the ratings talk about, not super coach points, the actual ratings points, it's all about influence. It's all about what goes on the scoreboard. So he might be a 15, 16 disposal getter, but they all hurt. That's what they need.
So the line is 17.5 in favour of Port Adelaide. They get my tip this week, Kingy, and I'm
Which
sure.
Which way? Above? So give me
Port to beat Collingwood by more than 17.5, right? Now, I would have thought this is a no-brainer. In fact, if you're not willing to contribute it, this is going to be my people's multi-contribution.
This is the multi.
I'll
put an asterisk on that one.
I think it has to go into the people's multi, this one. Right. 7.5 is too low.
Now it pisses me off with you.
Oh, here
we go. Our multi is over on a Friday night every week. Because you steal the Friday night.
I haven't been
night.
Here for 5 weeks.
Well, I have got a good memory.
don't agree?
Well, I'm going to go with you with the tip. But I'm just nervous about being...
I'm nervous too, David. But we hold hands and we go through it together. All right.
Can we get this up?
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, they're very aggressive by you. But we're both siding with Port Adelaide and I'm throwing them in the people's multi, okay? Sometimes you can overthink it and I'm going instinct.
Might be a three-leg multi next week.
All right. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm with you. I'm going over. I think that Port have got... The bigger prize in mind, and they need to start finding some form and a statement made on a Friday night. What a better opportunity.
Let's go to the slam dunk. Dunk McRae from Bluebet. Great to talk to this man again. You can bet same game multis with Bluebet. Download the apps today and gamble responsibly. Super Slammer, welcome.
Sam Kingy, yeah, welcome back. I'm back with the A-team, so I'm very happy. Thank you, lads.
It's great to have you on board. Before we get to your leg of the People's Multi, which will be much anticipated, I'm sure, we need to get ourselves off the canvas.
Yes.
Let's talk about this game, Port and Collingwood. The line, I find a fascinating one, 7.5, Port Adelaide.
Yeah, well, it was 25.5 at the plus there for the Pies. That's in the 17.5, boys. And Port went up $1.25, $1.34 in the head-to-head now. And the Magpies, $3.75 into $3.25. So good move for the Magpies, especially at the line in the 17.5, as you boys mentioned.
Okay, very nicely
done. I'm worried about your form at the moment, Slam Dunk. I'm not going to lie to you. It's reminded me.
Look what you've done.
Have a look what you've done. 0-3 the last 3 weeks, Dunk. Now, come on.
It's lockdown, Kingy. I don't know what I'm doing here, son.
Get on the beers.
Yeah, you need to get on the beers and free yourself up a bit.
Free the mind, okay. Hey, what about this game, Dunk? Because we've got a 1v2 matchup, and I think we have to wait a while now before we get a matchup at the real pointy end of the ladder like this. Might even be the last round of the season, Kingy, but it's the Melbourne Footy Club up against the Western Bulldogs. What are the punters saying with this one?
Yeah, well, the Demons, we went up $1.91, take your pick, boys. The D, slightly because of the money for them, into $1.85. The Doggies, $1.95. But you look at, you know, to win the premiership market, the Bulldogs are the favourites at $4.25 and the D's are $5. So strange markets at the moment, but just a little bit of money, but not too much for this game so far.
And last year's grand final, of course, was Geelong and Richmond. They lock horns again under very different circumstances, it must be said, this weekend.
No-brainer, this one.
A no-brainer, Kingy says. I don't know if we're capable of making such a call, Kingy. But Dunk, what do you reckon?
Yeah, well, with the 16.5, with no Dusty, you think that would be high, wouldn't you? So definitely keen on the Cats. I'm going with Kingy there. I'm trying to get back on the winning ways.
Okay, well, with that in mind, let's ask you, drum roll, please, your leg of the People's Multi, Dunk, and in the interest of actually getting one in the bank here, I'm supporting you 100%.
What are you going with?
Me, I'm going, boys. Well, I'm, Kingy, you mentioned Sam gets out the first game, so I'm going to the last game. I'm going the Bombers -4.5. That'll be my tip for the week against GWS.
Okay.
Bombers -4. So, gee, this is nothing worse than getting to the last game.
Oh, you're not happy with the last one either.
I love it. I love it.
Jeez, he's hard to please.
At least if you blokes get out first, there's no pressure on
you. Exactly. Exactly right.
Gee, the rats are fleeing the ship, aren't they? Hey, Dunk, great to hear your voice again. You can bet same game multis at Bluebet. Download the apps today. Gamble responsibly. Go well, Dunk. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, boys. Take care. Thanks.
Great to have a chat to Dunk McRae there again. Righto, we need to take a break. Kingy will get all the headlines out of the round 19 team news next. And boy, there are some big team moves as well, which we'll get to on the other side of this break on the pick, so stay tuned.
On SEN, The Picks with David King and Sam Edmund.
Great to have your company on the show. I've given my contribution to People's Multi. Slam Dunk McRae's done his. Kingy just keeping his powder dry for now, and your texts are landing. So we'll just cultivate those and pick a lucky entrant out. So you can do your texting as we speak. 0433 98 11 16. The headlines out of the round 19 team news before we get to the official teams that are dropped for Port and Collingwood and the like. Kingy, Dylan Scheel has been named in the Essendon squad. Mark Murphy, no. But Paddy Cripps back for the Blues. Libba returns for the Dogs. Rowan and Henderson are back for Geelong. And Shane Edwards returns for Richmond. So just on Mark Murphy, he's on 296 games.
Is he good there?
So he doesn't play this week. That gives him, he has to play all of the last four to get to 300. No room for error from here, basically.
So, all right, I'll pose you a question. Say his form's average the next 3 weeks. Can you play him as the sub? Can you be the sub in your 300th?
If it's the only way of getting him there, then yes. I'm not sure whether they're – I got no idea what way that's going to go, King, to be honest.
Well, let's have a look at their next 5 weeks. So they've got the Kangas, St Kilda, Suns, Port Adelaide, big game,
and they're pushing
Giants
for the eight, they're with pushing winnable games. So I don't think they'd be in a position just to roll out a freebie.
But they might have their biggest wild card come back next week.
Charlie.
Are you going to do the show next week?
Yes.
All the picks. Well,
the Olympics going to derail us.
The Olympics, we might just break into it and do a half hour.
Okay, the official teams have just dropped for Port and Collingwood as well. So it's the ins are Dersma, Butters, Rosie, the outs are Leanett, McEntee, Frederick, Mays. Collingwood in, as we said, Tohill, Ginnivan, and young McRae comes in as well. Out, Callum Brown, Josh Thomas, Hoskin Elliott, and Chris Mayne. They're all injured.
Well, let's have a look at the Blue Baggers.
Yep.
I really like what they're doing. They've won, two of their last three games.
Three of their last four, I think.
Three of their last four. A solid game or a solid hit out against the Cats. That was a lot closer than the scores led us to believe. I'd find that their midfield now is got to take the next step. So I think they should be looking at Stocker going into the middle, worry about who plays halfback. Paddy Cripps' role this week will be interesting. What's the split? Whether it's midfield, bench, midfield, or is it midfield, forward, bench, midfield, forward, bench? I think they've set him up to fail a fraction this year by just punishing him with long midfield stints. He can't play both sides of the footy with long midfield stints. So now they've got their clearance game up and rolling. I think that they should look at minimal time in there for Cripps. Large volumes forward.
So they've got North Melbourne, obviously. Saturday, 1:45 p.m. The Mackay Bowl, as the punters are calling it. Marvel Stadium. The line is in Carlton's favour, -12.5, as we go to air with our friends at Bluebet. Those changes. Paddy Cripps, you mentioned he's in. Owies has been managed. He's had an impact playing forward, hasn't
been
he?
Good.
Fogarty is out as well. He was last week's Medi sub. North Melbourne's ins. Ben Cunnington is a big one. Jed Anderson returns as well. Lazaro's been omitted. And Tarrant's injured. And Marnie's out as well. So on the team sheets anyway, Ben Mackay is named at fullback with Harry Mackay at full forward. Now, this is on David Noble. I just hope he makes it happen.
How many will he kick?
Well, what does he say? Harry, he'll have four and then he'll reset at half time.
I love the banter between
the banter's been great in the build-up.
I do think that Carlton are in pretty good form. The Kangaroos were okay in a really ordinary game against the Bombers last week. And to be honest, if they were looking to beat Carlton, I think they would have won last week. The Cunnington back in obviously is a huge inclusion. Anderson's a big inclusion for the Kangaroos. Mm. What's the blue bet line?
12.5.
I'm going to give the Kangas a chance to get – I don't think they'll win, but I think they'll get within a couple of goals.
Ooh, okay, I'll go the Blues for all the reasons you just led me to believe that they are still a sniff to make the final. So I'm going Carlton by more than 12.5.
Okay.
We agree to disagree. The Melbourne Footy Club Western Border is going to be huge. Saturday, 7:25 at the G. It's first versus second on the 40 Winks ladder. Any size mattress is the price of a single at 40 Winks. There is no line, fittingly, as we go to air with Bluebet. And those team changes are big in for the Ds. Harms is in, but there's a pretty big out. Vandenberg, well, he's been omitted anyway. Sparrow last week's Medi sub. And the Bulldogs have brought Josh Shackey in. Hannon is in.
Shackey. For who?
Shack Attack. I'll get to that in a minute. Tom Liberatore is back after being managed last week. The outs. Crozier omitted. Dunkley's obviously in quarantine. McNeil has been dropped, and Anthony Scott was last week's Medi sub. So Shackey gets another look at it. 1v2,
what a great matchup this is, because I think after this, we don't get another pointy end contest for a while. So maybe even until finals, obviously. So
another pointy, what do you mean by that?
Well, I don't think we get a matchup between the top four, the top five or six, top six. There might be one in round 23. The top six as it stands at the moment, we don't have the teams playing each other until I think there might be one in the last round, but I'll check that when you start talking. So as the team's been named, Jamara, Shacky, Norton, Bruce and English. Surely one of them is going to go back with Crozier dropped.
Jeez.
They're going to play them all forward.
I'm still getting my head around Shacky coming in. That's a wild card selection. So far this season already they've used 41 players, which is the most in the competition. They sit second on the ladder.
Wow.
And they've used the most in the comp. They've only had seven players play all games. So this is, I think, almost been by design to manage the group through to a premiership opportunity, a finals campaign. It's different, and I think Luke Beveridge is different in a nutshell, so that nothing surprises you. So I look at the guys like Bontempelli, McRae, those sort of guys. They need a rest. Clearly he rested Libba last week. But what do you believe with this game? This game fascinates me because if you look at the way they play or the way they want to play, the handball game and the clearance game of the Dogs versus the defend first or the defensive gridlock behind the ball of the Demons.
Mm.
So if the Dogs might win, they might win 80 more possessions than Melbourne, but not be able to score because of the ability to free up Salem or Lever or May behind the ball and their ability to allow the Dogs to outnumber them at clearance and probably just return serve all day. Remember the game where Bevo last year spoke about we got great vision on Fox Footy of him shadow boxing and talking about counterpunching. Yeah. They may get the ball forward. We've got to be ready to counterpunch. And they switched the ball on them and got out the open side all day and challenged the Demons to run. And they couldn't go with them. They really couldn't go with them. I'm tending to think that that will happen. I feel like the Dogs are in better form right now over the last 3 or 4 weeks. That might not be the case in some people's eyes, but I just feel like their game's in better order. Okay, everyone's tinkering. Melbourne, for me, have just got to find a couple of small answers. Might be judging really unfairly and really harshly. Still 5 weeks to go. There's a long way to go before the finals get rolling.
Mark's text in. Shacky is our new Liam Jones. Backline All-Australian. That's Mark's prediction. Shacky to go and play key back. Now, listen, they played in round 11, these two sides.
Yeah.
And Melbourne comprehensively suffocated the Western Bulldogs. It was the blueprint. It had shut down that ballistic ball movement. They closed off all the exits. It was spoken about all of that week in the aftermath. And we had the down-the-ground vision and the behind-the-goals vision, and it was an absolute masterclass. So you'd like to think the Dogs would have gone to work on that. It's really hard to call.
They weren't aggressive enough. They weren't daring enough. They didn't come out the front of stoppage.
The pick is in, David. Less talk, more action. Who are you going with?
The Dogs for me. I'll lock the Dogs in. Thank you.
Is that your people's multi-contribution?
No, I'm still waiting.
I'll go the Dogs on that too.
You're going the Dogs
as well? Yes, I'm going the Dogs. First v. second. Can't wait for this one. We're both going Dogs. We'll take a break. Back with plenty more as we work our way through round 19 here on
Shacky,
the Picks.
Shacky, half back.
On SEN, the Picks with David King and Sam Edmund.
Yes, I'm just cultivating these contributions to the people's multi, Kingy. So we'll come back to that shortly. We've got James, Dan, Peter, Aaron, Luke, and plenty of others have texted him. What are you doing?
What if they get a dud?
What are you talking about?
Just listening to some Twitter action there, some funny stuff.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure you'll back over it during the week.
Okay. Let's go to the Q Clash. You've lost me there. The Q Clash is Saturday, 3:10 at the Gabba. The line was a whopper, 27.5 to Brisbane as we go to air with Bluebet. And those ins for Brisbane, Archie and Jared Berry. The outs prior, Coleman, they've both been omitted. Tom Berry as last week's Medi sub. And the Suns have brought back Oleg Markov, but Ellis, obviously, with that hamstring injury, is out. Holman's injured as well.
Oh, Holman.
That's at the Gabba.
He's a big out, Holman.
Plays with a bit of grit, doesn't he?
He gives him a bit of forward pressure that not a lot of others give, to be perfectly honest. So, if Holman played, I would have given him a sneaky chance of winning this.
Winning this.
They're in good form.
So that line, 27.5, is too big.
I'm eating that up.
Yeah, I tend to agree. The Suns have been really competitive, and that's almost selling them short.
And I'm just still waiting to see what the answers are for the Lions without Hipwood down there. And I was you know, reviewed the vision last week of Danaher back leading too much. He needs to come at the ball carrier. Instead of starting 50 from the ball and finishing 55, 60 metres away from the ball carrier, be the reverse. Start 60 from the footy and come at the ball carrier, finishing within a kick's range. So he can actually be a bona fide target inside that forward 50. But 27.5, 4.5 goals, I think the Suns have been better than that. And I'm really proud of what and really thrilled for Stuart Dew with what he's been able to do in the back half of the season. Took Miller and company just going at a different level. Took Miller, can he cover the ground, this bloke? Can he motor? Can he do things that we haven't seen before? Heard him on with Jerry. Did we get? No, we haven't got that one. No, that's
so
okay.
The Suns, though, they beat Richmond. They beat GWS. They would have beaten a lot of other teams last weekend. They lost to the Western Bulldogs by 11. They had four more scoring shots. So they've been really competitive.
I have. My man's back with me at the back. Yeah, spoke to Jared Miller.
From that day on, I was going somewhere. I was running.
Yes. He's a runner, isn't he?
He's a beauty.
Okay, so we agree. Suns to meet the lawn.
Yep.
27.5.
Yep.
I agree.
Suns plus the 27.5.
West Coast and St Kilda's Saturday afternoon, 4:35, brought forward among the fixture changes at Optus Stadium. The line 14.5 to the home team, the Eagles, courtesy of our mates at Blue Bet. The ins at the Eagles, Waterman, Kennedy is back in. Hutchings, O'Neill, the outs, Shuey. Yep. Shuey's out. Edwards, Petrocelli, they're all injured. Williams has been omitted. And Nelson's last week's Medi Saab for St Kilda. The ins, Caulfield, Claverino, Hunter. The outs, Highmore, McKenzie, both injured. Bytel's been omitted. And the other one, obviously the big one, in quarantine, Rowan Marshall.
Rowan Marshall.
No. Get on the beers.
Harsh. But he did. He went for a sneaky one at the precinct.
He went for a couple of cheeky ones, and he ultimately had to declare that he had a couple, which is no laughing matter, really.
No, I actually rang the Saints during the week. I said, is he okay? Because he went to the rugby, and they said, no, it's fine. He was sitting in another area of the stadium that wasn't affected, which is true. Little did we know at the time that the precinct was a tier one site.
Yeah. I felt a bit sorry for him, to be perfectly honest. But
it's a big loss.
It's a big loss. Hutchings is a big inclusion. Yeah, we haven't seen him for 18 months. Yeah, he hasn't played a game this year. I think he's one of those players that helps set the standard of team first footy, locking away the opposition's best player, being able to do a bit of an on-him, off-him role, come off the wing if you have to, come off a half-forward flank to tag if you have to, and just curb the influence of the opposition star. It's a really tough one, this. I think if Rowan Marshall played, it would have tipped St Kilda. But the 14.5 line, West Coast, some quality ins you mentioned there, Hutchings I've spoken about, but Kennedy.
I lost Shuey.
Kennedy back in. No, I think I'm going to go to the West Coast to cover the line at home.
That's so hard. I'll agree. That's a conservative tip for mine. I would like to tip St Kilda.
We'll go
and
on,
could
tip
easily.
St Kilda.
No, I'll toe the line. Are they your people's Maldi?
No.
Still not?
Still not there.
Because you're keeping us waiting, aren't you?
Yep.
We need you and our listeners' contribution, which we'll get to in a moment, because we need to get to Adelaide and Hawthorne Saturday night. Marvel Stadium, not Adelaide Oval, 7:40. The line is 8.5 to the Hawks, thanks to Blue Bet. The Adelaide Inns, Frampton and Duday back from that concussion, or he says it wasn't a concussion, but that he did the 12-day protocol. Oh. McKay's been omitted. Rowe is being managed as we speak, and Murray's out injured. Hawthorne's Inns, Blake Hardwick, Chad Wingard, Jack Scrimshaw, the outs, Greaves, Jekka, both dropped. Burgoyne managed, and Newcomb as last week's Medi sub, David.
Dylan Moore's one that I'm fascinated by.
Yeah.
I think that his impact on the game over the last couple of months has been significant. He's so clever with the footy. He doesn't waste disposal. He's hit the scoreboard. He's been fantastic. So I think the Hawks can win this. Adelaide have lost form totally. Their ball movement was fantastic for the first 10 to 12 weeks. It's fallen away. Their ability to defend ball movement, all of a sudden they look really small, don't they? They look undersized everywhere at the moment. And that shouldn't be the case. They look vulnerable when the ball goes in the opposition's forward 50. The ins, did you say the ins for the Crows there? Are there any big names?
Frampton and Duday. Duday back.
Duday back's good. A good one.
Yep.
Maybe they can mount a charge. I think the Hawks, on what I saw last week against Melbourne, you couldn't go past them, could you?
They've lost their last four, Adelaide, and three of them by pretty big margins, to West Coast, Essendon, Brisbane, and the Blues they lost to by 10 points. So I'm going to go the Hawks in this
one. I'm going the Hawks minus 8.5 for the People's Multi.
Oh, okay. That's your lock.
Lock it in.
Hawks to win by more than 8.5 against the Crows. Don't mind it. A sound tip for you, Sandwich. Just nice, cushy style. Soft option right in the middle of the round. So you haven't,
every game's a 50-50 with the line.
I would have thought you've taken the easy out there. Sydney and Fremantle, Sunday, 12:30, Metricon Stadium.
A chance to get 5 in a row.
Sydney are a good things here, I reckon. It's good minus 29.5 as we go to air with Bluebet. They're Inns, Reed, McDonald, Taylor, McLean. Amadi has been dropped.
Dropped. The Amadi party.
Omitted. No party this week.
No party.
No Amadi party.
We're in lockdown.
No cashy. Frio in, Blakely, Young, Meek, Tabana, Crowden. Nathan O'Driscoll will make his debut. These are extended teams, of course. Oh, yeah. And the outs are Akers has been dropped. Lobb is injured and the subject of some trade speculation too, I might add. And Switkowski is injured as well. I'm not telling you anything no one doesn't know here. How's my English? Not telling you anything that people don't know. Rory Lobb is a chance to leave at the end of the season.
To go to?
Another club.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know. He probably doesn't know where.
All right.
Other than to say, not all is well.
On the back of that info, look, Sydney are playing some awesome football. Ball movements absolutely can't lay a glove on them. They're running patterns, they're running lanes, they're hard to stop when they start to link handball or that short, sharp kicking game. Forward line on fire. They should do this comprehensively.
Easy. Yep. Swans easy, plus the 21.5. I agree with you.
Cover the 21.
We're taking our final break. When we come back, we'll go through Geelong and Richmond, Essendon, GWS, and we'll announce your contribution to the People's Multi on the other side of this.
Let's snuff it up.
On SEN. The Picks with David King and Sam Edmund.
Oh, great to have your company on The Picks. Sam Edmund and D King as we work our way through round 19. The rest of these Sunday games, a big one here. Geelong and Richmond, 3:20 at the MCG. The line 16.5 to the Cats as we go to air with Bluebet Kingy. The Geelong Inns, Gary Rowan's back. Lockie Henderson's back. Zach Guthrie as well. No outs at this stage. Tigers, Callum Coleman-Jones returns. Ralph Smith, Josh Caddy, Collier Dawkins and Edwards, the only confirmed outs at this point, Dustin Martin and poor old Camden McIntosh done a hammy as well, both of those players injured.
The Cats are the best profiled team on any statistical angle you want to look at, any angle. Great at contest, great at ball movement, great defending ball movement. They control the speed of the game. You know, we saw what they did to Fremantle last week. This play keeps off for patches of that game. When they get a lead, they've learnt that the scoreboard can be your friend and to just deny time from the opposition. So the magic number for me is 21 points. So the Cats were 21 points up in the prelim 2 years ago and then they watched the Dustin Martin and co go crazy and they were 21 points up with 3 minutes to go before halftime of the grand final and watched the Tigers go crazy. Mm-hmm. I think it would be fitting if the Cats won by 21 points.
Well, the line is 16.5 in their favour.
Now, I think that they'll drive the final nail in the coffin for the Tigers and make a bit of a statement, and I'd be thinking it'd be well north of 16.5.
I tend to agree. Essendon and GWS meet on Sunday night at Metricon Stadium. A curious time slot, nevertheless, 6:10. The line is a tight one, 4.5 to Essendon, thanks to Bluebet. David Zaharakis has been named, as has Dylan Scheel. Brian as well, no outs. So some midfield reinforcement there for the Bombers. GWS have gone with Riccardi. James Peatling would make his debut as Lockie Ash, Lockie Whitfield. And the enforcer, Shane Mumford, their outs. Finlayson dropped.
Dropped.
Flynn injured. And Josh Kelly at this point, despite the ankle injury, has been named.
Okay.
It's so not a bad side, actually, for the Giants on paper if it works out like that.
Well, I really like what the Giants have been able to do at clearance the last 6 weeks. And I think this is where you can – if they can beat Essendon at clearance, it shifts everything in this game. It really does because the Bombers haven't been what the eye tells you. They haven't been a great ball movement team the last 6 weeks, and they're awful at defending the opposition's ball movement. So if you can win clearance and get the game played in your half – you can have your way with the Essendon Footy Club at the moment.
They weren't great against North.
They were awful against North. They were lucky it was North, let's be honest, without Ben Cunnington. Mm. I know there's a few out of the Bombers line up at the moment, so hold your feedback there. But, you just got to look at the way they're playing. I think there's a few gaps in the Bombers' profile at the moment. They need to get themselves going again. They looked leg-heavy last week. They really did. They looked like they couldn't cover the ground. So we want to see it again. And until then, I'll take the plus. I'll take the plus 4.5 and GWS and just think that they can.
They're so hard to get a read on the Giants, though, aren't they? You know, they're down against Hawthorn. They're up against Melbourne. They're down against Gold Coast. They're an emotional side, Seaman. They need a prod.
They are tough.
Ah, gee, that's a hard one to call.
I'm going GWS plus a 4.5. Where are you going? Where are you going?
Giants.
When you get scared, you just go same as me.
Okay, the people's multi we need to get to.
It was
a throaty sheep. I've gone for Port Adelaide minus 7.5. That's my contribution. The slam dunk, Essendon minus 4.5. You, Kingy, have gone Hawthorn 8.5.
I probably should have gone too long.
Too late now. And our people's contribution to the
Who
people's
is
multi.
Who is it?
Dan, if you're listening from the Radonga Football Netball Club up there, border town, of course. Dan.
Good selection.
We've gone with you. You've nominated the Swans at the line, which is minus 21.5 to get it done. Appreciate your contribution off the Temper Tech. So there we are, Kingy. The people's multi. Fingers crossed for it. Can we break the duck? Can we get the monkey off the back?
I think we can. I'm worried about Friday night, but I think we can.
Don't know why you'd think that. Kingy, now I need to ask you, who is the one you can count on this week, thanks to One Classic Lager, a beer you can count on. Now, last week, you crystal balled it, didn't you?
I said Jack Riewoldt to cash in.
Would go nuts.
I think this, I'm just going to give a 4 to 5 week projection this time, that there will be no AFL-listed player that visits the precinct from here on in. That is it. Line through the precinct.
We are in lockdown.
It used to be the depot, the old depot. And I'll tell you what, back in the day, if the depot had got COVID, half the competition would have been wiped out.
I think it's fair to say every player on every list at the moment will be thinking very carefully about where they go for fear of missing football as we get into finals. The one thing I think you can count on this week is that Alistair Clarkson will be faced with a barrage of questions tomorrow, and he will hate it, and things will get ugly, and tempers will be frayed.
Who will ask? Who will be
everyone.
The one that asks?
Anyone. Everyone will ask. They'll all ask.
From the back.
I don't know who's going.
From
They'll ask from
outside,
the front, the back, the side.
Arms reach.
And so well they... These are the questions that have got to be asked. It'll be interesting to see how he'll navigate them. He'll probably do it on the bit, of course.
What do you think his answer will be, seriously? He's just going to say, enough, guys.
Yep.
Don't you think?
Don't know. I don't know how it'll play out.
I love it when a coach gets angry.
We haven't heard his...
I'll spill up!
Yeah. Well, he's pretty good at getting angry. We know that. So it'll be interesting to see how far they push it as well. He'll offer the polite, that's enough, and then will there be a follow-up and another follow-up. And who's
going to be
go?
Ralphie again? Ralphie got in trouble last time.
They'll all be out there. Tommy Brown will be out there.
Only
Tommy Morris
the soft
will be out
ones
there.
Wouldn't go tomorrow. What time are you getting there?
I've got a day off tomorrow.
Oh, you're not going?
No, I'm not going. That's
pretty big press conference.
Well, no, I'm not a sheep. I'm separating myself from the pack.
Hey, that's very good.
Congratulations must go to Brendan as well, who texted in about David Mundy earlier, and what a great text it was. So. Hey, Brendo, you've won a slab.
What?
I wouldn't mind a slab of one.
Get on the beers.
Get on the beers.
Dan Andrew's a big fan of One Classic Lager, a beer you can count on, and they're available at Dan Murphy's and BWS.
Josh Shackey, centre-half back. That's the thing that's intriguing. Oh,
I can't stop
Texter.
Thinking about that
yeah,
as well.
I can't stop it.
So when you look at the team on paper, if it is as advertised, where does he fit?
He has. Well, I love it.
But has he been, quote-unquote, reprogrammed?
Reprogrammed.
Not sure he has he? Did he come? Did he come?
Get Bevo on tomorrow.
He plays a defender in another life?
Never.
I think he has.
No, full forward.
Going to be fascinating.
Last medal.
Round 19 he's going to be. Yeah, exactly.
Bruce can go back.
So many questions. Can't wait to find out the answers that he can. David King, great to see you again.
Good to see you, brother.
Until next time, which might be a few weeks.
Good luck tomorrow.
Hey, looking forward to my day off.
Yeah. Great.
It'll be great. Hey, look after yourselves tonight.
You're scared.
Look after yourselves tonight. Hope your team wins over the weekend, and we'll see you soon.